been getting texts and tweets about long queues on the A6 Money Nick Road at Toom, heading towards the M22.
Just another of the regular traffic jams on the only major road linking Derry to Belfast.
You can experience a delay of up to 30 minutes on a regular basis. That's not even worth commenting on if you're delayed on that stretch of the road 20 or 30 minutes. Our drivers would tell you there is a car in a ditch once a week. And that's, again, that's not even worth commenting on because it's such a frequent occurrence. And because it's not a proper road, there's no hard shoulder. So if a car goes off the road, it's going into a ditch, it's stopping traffic. So it's just such a ridiculous road to be connecting the two cities of Northern Ireland. So for us, for anybody who travels on that road on a regular basis, it will be a significant improvement.
That's Jennifer McKeever. She runs the Airporter bus service connecting Derry with the Belfast airports.
We have been disproportionately disadvantaged in the Northwest, both as a city and as a region, because of our lack of connectivity. We in the west of the Ban have to travel east, whether we're doing business or whether we're going to work or whether we're getting off the island. We have to travel east to the Belfast area, and that means that we have to use the A6 to do so. And likewise, the reverse of that is whether we're trying to get investment or whether we're trying to get visitors or whether we're trying to raise the profile of Derry, Londonderry, or as the region in general, we are seriously impeded in our ability to do so because we are simply so hard to get to. And we're on the road 20 times a day up and 20 times a day back. So we're fairly experienced in making that journey, and that puts us in a good position to comment on the journey. And this is just such a significant announcement today, such a significant improvement. Anything that improves, any mile that is improved, improves our prospect as a city and as a region. So I'm just so delighted with that announcement today from the Minister, and it's really great news for all of us here in this region.
Infrastructure Minister Chris Hazard has announced work has finally begun on upgrading the stretch of road between Castle Dawson and the motorway. Commuters and business people have been waiting decades for a better road.
Why do you think it took so long?
Well, that is an excellent question. I am afraid I will have to refer to our minister's instalment to answer that question. Why has it taken so long? It hasn't been for lack of asking. It hasn't been for lack of lobbying for a number of people here in the Northwest. I don't know. I suppose at some stage you just have to say, well, it's being done now.
The announcement has been met with relief across the Northwest as people count the benefits of the new dual carriageway.
My name is Brendan Walsh. I'm the area manager for the Road Haulage Association here in Northern Ireland. We represent the interests of hauliers in the north of Ireland. The announcement today is fantastic for the haulage industry and general commuters alike. It's going to significantly reduce the time, as I said, travelling between the two major cities in the province. The reduced time then becomes more cost effective, it becomes less stressful on the motorist, and it will lead to a general improvement in road safety throughout the province.
212 to Belfast, flying at Dungiven, Maharal Flyover, Castle Dawson Park Right, and Twin Bridge, now departing from stand number 3.
Start clear of doors, mind your head.
Someone who often finds himself in a traffic jam is Ulster bus driver Edward Dury.
I can't wait till the road's finished, you know, that we start using it, you know. It's going to benefit everybody. And more so the drivers as well, because we're going to be getting into Belfast that wee bit earlier, so you're going to get a bit better break. Plus passengers are going to be happy. They're not going to be, you know, looking at their watches saying, oh, you know, the traffic, the usual, do you know what I mean? It's an all-round good thing. Like, as I say, it's 5 years too late, maybe 10. But at least it's here, and as soon as it gets done, the better. As far as I'm aware, it's going to take a year and a half to 2 years to proceed for the road to be opened. But you know what I mean? That's how it